Sila led me to the lab to see the system in action. In the laser room, in 10 or 11 seconds, the genes were as faded and destroyed as my old shrink-to-fit 501s after 3 years of hard living. Next, a dryer-like tumbler uses ozone to fade genes. Using stratospheric ozone, or good ozone, in finishing is like putting a garment in the sun for a month, except we can do it in 20 minutes, Sila explained, and with a fraction of the energy or water the old process required. Finally, we visited the washroom, where the E-Flow machine washes genes among microscopic bubbles. Nanobubbles do the softening, tinting, and stone wash without the stones all at once, Sila said. There's no water treatment afterward, and the water that is used can be recycled for 30 days. We are not at zero water stage yet, he said, but we're getting there. While in Ho Chi Minh City, I toured a genealogy-equipped washhouse to see the process on a commercial scale. Genealogy, my host told me, has totally transformed production. The factory processed about half of what the big Chinese factories churn out, all without the frenetic grabbing and flinging of garments, screeching sanders, sweltering heat, or stress. When I asked about job loss, my guide conceded that eventually everything will be robotic. But instead of waves of layoffs, this factory retrains workers to use more sophisticated machinery, or to manage, he said. And back in Valencia, after a four-month course to teach workers how to run the laser distressing machines, newly minted laser design experts are dispatched throughout the world. Even with all these pluses, genealogy has had a tough time breaking into the genes finishing market. What would really change the game would be to win over the majors, Gap, H&M, Zara, Uniqlo, PVH, V, F Corp, and Levi's. If we transform the way these people produce, he said, that would be immense.